Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good to be able to have time together to study the Word of God. At this time, we want to continue to remember the Presnell family in our prayers with the passing of Sister Linda, and we want to remember Brother Glenn and Brother Troy and the family in our prayers and try to uplift one another at this time. And our hearts are broken over the loss of Sister Linda, and we want Brother Glenn and Brother Troy to know that we're praying for them, and I know the congregation will be praying for them, and we'll do whatever we can to help him during this time. If you have your Bible, if you'll turn with me to the Gospel of Mark in the 4th chapter, I want to begin reading with you at about verse 35, and we'll read down through the end of the chapter. Note with me what the Word of God proclaims. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" At this particular time, you'll read from the Word of God where Jesus had been teaching the multitudes. And I try to imagine in my mind what it would have been like to have been there and to hear the Son of God preach at that particular time. But I want you to take note of a statement with me in the reading I just read in your hearing, and I believe this statement can bring great meaning to us in our day and time. If you have your Bible, look in the book of Mark in the 4th chapter and underscore the phrase, "Let us cross over to the other side." In other words, Jesus is telling the disciples, "Let us get into the boat and cross the Sea of Galilee. Let us go to the other side." Now that meant several things if they got in the boat. First of all, it meant they would leave the multitude. Now there is no doubt in my mind that Jesus loved the multitude, and I'm certain he would have liked to have stayed longer. But he turned to his disciples and he said, "It is time to go." He had work to be done on the other side. So here is Jesus telling the disciples, "Let's go to the other side of Galilee." And the fact that he left does not mean he left did not love those he left behind. Jesus loved the multitude. But Jesus said, "It's time to cross over to the other side." But then take note in your Bible that when Jesus was in the ship, that he fell asleep. And the Bible said he was in the stern and he fell asleep on a pillow. This shows that Jesus was tired and weary. We see the humanity of Christ in this picture. Here is the Son of God, God in the flesh, and yet the flesh was weary, and Jesus was asleep. He'd been teaching and traveling, and in that day you walked everywhere you went. He walked in the heat of the day where there was no air conditioning, and here Jesus was weary. And notice at this time, Jesus had been performing miracles and teaching the multitude, and when Jesus got into the stern of the ship, and he laid his head on that pillow, he was able to go to sleep. Now then, think about Jesus needing rest at that particular time. But then note that the storm comes. And I want you to take note that the disciples wake Jesus and they said, "Do you not care that we're perishing?" And notice that Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And notice they're amazed that the wind and the wave obey the Son of God. That He had power over nature. That shows His deity. But I want you to think about that statement again. Let us cross over to the other side and think about others who could make the same statement. Consider with me that many in Bible days longed for the day they could go to the other side. Oh, I'm not talking about the other side of the Sea of Galilee. I'm talking about they wanted to go to heaven. They were ready to cross over and to be with God in that place of eternal bliss. If you take your Bible, you can read in the 23rd Psalm where David longed for heaven. This man had many great days in his life, and yet there were many difficult days as well. And in the 23rd Psalm, in about verse 8, you remember that David described going to the house of God forever. He wanted to dwell in the house with God, to be with God. Here was David who longed to be with God, to be at rest. David was longing for the day that he could be with his Father. But then if you take your Bible, turn to the Philippian letter and the first chapter. And when you come to Philippians chapter 1, you'll find another man who was ready to cross over to the other side. This man is the Apostle Paul. And notice what he said, beginning at verse 21 of Philippians 1. He said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now stop for just a moment and notice that statement, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." You cannot put any other word there but Christ. If you die and don't have Christ, it's not going to be gain, it's going to be loss. You could put money there, for me to live is money and to die is gain. No, sir. You could say for me to live is recreation and to die is gain. No, sir. The only thing that fits there, the only one that fits there is Christ. And then notice he says in verse 22, "But if I live on the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor, yet what I shall choose I cannot tell, for I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." Here is a man who's longing for the day he can be in heaven. And here is the Apostle Paul longing to be with Christ. He desired to cross over to the other side. It's interesting in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8, he uses that word, "The time of my departure is at hand." And here in Philippians 1, he said, "I have a desire to depart." Paul was ready to cross over to the other side. But then think about Jesus for just a moment. In your Bible, in the book of Matthew, you can find where Jesus had prayed to the Father. You remember he was in the Garden of Gethsemane at that particular time, and Jesus was facing great trials. Jesus knew that he was going to be going to the cross. And when you look in the book of Matthew, you'll find that Jesus is going to pray to his Father. And he's going to ask his Father in Matthew 26 to let this cup pass from him. But nevertheless, he said, "Thy will be done." I want you to think about Jesus was willing to cross over to the other side. Now, he wanted to go back and be with the Father, but he dreaded the cross. And on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished," and the Bible said he died. But notice, my friend, 3 days later, he was raised from the dead, and in Acts chapter 1, we read where he ascended back to heaven. He went back to the other side, and now he's at the right hand of God. He's at the side of the Father, and he reigns. So I want you to think about what that can mean for us. What application can we take from this crossing over to the other side? The first thing I want to ask you is, have you ever gotten tired and weary and longed for rest? You know, just some time where there's no chaos. With all that we're facing right now with the problem with the coronavirus, and we're facing with being quarantined, we're facing maybe financial struggles, we're facing all kinds of heartache, and we're facing all kinds of problems. Isn't it there time you just want to fly away and find rest? David said that in the 55th Psalm. He said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly away and be at rest." But if you take your Bible and look in the Revelation letter and the 14th chapter, you remember that the Bible says in about verse 13, he said, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, say, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." Look at that statement. They may rest from their labors. I want you to think about the other side. We can long for heaven. In Revelation 21:4, he talks about the fact that God will wipe away every tear from our eye. And he said there will be no more crying, no more sorrow, no more pain. Why? Because there's no more sin when you get to heaven. You know, many here are hurt, and they long to cross over to the other side. But then I want you to get a picture of the other side. You know, I don't know what heaven's like, but I do know what the Bible says about it being a place of eternal glory. And I just try to imagine how beautiful heaven must be. Remember what Paul said when he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When Paul was writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul wanted them to know that there is no thing in this world compared to the glory of heaven. Here is a man who'd been beaten. Here's a man who'd been mistreated. And notice what he says in verse 17. For our light affliction. Now, here's a man who'd been stoned at Lystra and left for dead. And what's he say? This is a light affliction. Is but for a moment is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Then if you take your Bible, look in the Roman letter for just a moment. And notice in the Roman letter and the 8th chapter, that Paul again makes a similar statement about the glory of heaven. Paul was not ashamed to think about heaven. He said, I consider that the suffering of this present time not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You know, in the abode of the redeemed in heaven, there will be joy and comfort. Remember in Luke 16? You remember when Jesus was talking and it was a spiritual truth. You can call it a parable, whatever you want to call it. It's still truth. Jesus talks about at that time there was joy and comfort for Lazarus. He was comforted. Now our old bodies will go back to the dust, but on the judgment day they'll be raised up and body and soul will be reunited. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, we'll be given a new body. Now, what that body looks like, we do not know. Paul, when the Corinthians asked about it, said, you leave that up to God. God will give you a body. But it'll be a body that is glorious, and it's a body that will last forever. But that brings up something else. Have you thought about those on the other side? What would they say if they could talk to us right now? I think, first of all, they'd tell us, heaven is all you could ever dream of. And it's worth everything that you face in this life. It's worth being a child of God. But I'll tell you a second thing. Those in hell would say the exact opposite. They would say, don't come down here. In Luke 16, what did the rich man want? He wanted Lazarus to go back and tell his brothers, do not come to this place. Follow the will of God. But then I want you to think about something else. We need to live so we can get to the other side. To the brokenhearted, every pain here is worth heaven. And you know, my friend, when we get discouraged, we need to remember what Paul said in Hebrews 12. He said, you run the race with endurance. Don't quit. You're almost there. How sad to see some quit when they're getting so near the finish line. And one day, my friend, He's going to call us. Jesus called the disciples and said, let us cross over to the other side. One day He's going to call us, and the question is, will we be ready to meet Him? Or will we hear, as Jesus said in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, depart, I never knew you. I find comfort in the hope of the other side. And I tremble for those who are not following the Lord and are without hope. Let us so live as to hear Jesus call and say, come receive rest. Cross over to the other side. I want to make one final thought with you. I want you to think about for just a moment, Sister Presnell. I want you to think for just a moment. Though she left her family, she loved them. But it was time for her to cross over to the other side. And there's going to come a time for each of us when we have to be ready. And I pray that everyone is ready when we cross over, that we'll be with the Lord. I want to thank you for studying with me this evening.